I want to read to you today from Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. The title of my message to you today is, Use the Measure of Faith God Has Given to You. I would like to talk to you about the importance of using the measure of faith that God has given you. Everyone has been given a measure of faith. The faith that I'm talking about is the faith that you received as a result of your belief in God through Jesus Christ. I'm not talking about the faith and trust that you have, for example, in that chair you're sitting in. You don't know who made that chair, but you came into church today and just sat your butt on it, and you had faith that it wouldn't collapse under you. You had faith that it would hold you up. Now put the equivalent of that faith in God and His Son Jesus Christ, and He won't let you collapse. He will hold you up and keep on holding you up. Faith in God is His gift to you. It is the foundation of your relationship with Him. It is your source of power and strength from Him. Faith enables you to experience and express God's love. We are told in Hebrews 11, verse 1, that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In other words, even though you cannot see it, as long as you are hoping for it, you will receive the reality of what you want. That reality will be the substance and the evidence of your faith. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. You see, even though we cannot see God, we have come together because we believe He exists. However, an important aspect of moving in faith is to be proactive with whatever measure of faith God has given you. The believer needs to understand that it is his or her responsibility to take care of the portion of faith received from God. Just because you're a believer does not mean that your faith automatically takes care of itself. If you don't use it, you will lose it. The Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. So you need to be proactive with your faith in order to keep it and to take care of it. Even if the measure of faith you have received from God is as big as a mustard seed. In Mark chapter 4, verse 30 to 32, it is stated, And he said, How shall we picture the kingdom of God? Or by what parable shall we present it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the soil, though it is smaller than all the seeds that are upon the soil, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and forms large branches, so that the birds of the air can nest under its shade. So here you can see, as long as you are proactive with the portion of faith you have been given, you will produce fruit in your faith. you will also need to be steadfast through being ready to be disciplined by the Lord. This we can see in Hebrews 12, verse 6 to 9, where it is stated, "For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live?" In the New Testament, Demas, who was helping the Apostle Paul in his ministry, is mentioned three times. On two occasions, he was mentioned as Paul was giving greetings to the church. He sent greetings also from Demas. But on the third occasion that Demas was mentioned, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 9 to 10, it says, "Be diligent to come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world and has departed for Thessalonica." You know, it appears that Demas lost his faith and returned to the ways of the world. Do not let this happen to you. Stay in fellowship. Be proactive with the measure of faith you have been given. And be sensitive to the Lord's discipline in your life. Another thing you need to keep in mind as a believer is that Jesus has prayed for you, like he prayed for Peter in Luke 22, verse 31 and 32, which says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren." You know, there is a time when your faith will have seemed to fail you. But just like Peter, Jesus has prayed for you. And even though Peter denied Jesus three times, he came back and strengthened his brothers as Jesus had prayed for him. Don't forget that God will restore you to the measure of faith he has given you. God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is
like a mustard seed, it's all that you need. Then you have power to do anything that you want to. Call the Savior's name, believe and you'll succeed. The faith that you need is a mustard seed. If you read his word and follow his footsteps, make him your Lord, you won't have no regrets. Don't be Jesus will come to your reign. Faith like a mustard seed is all that you need. Then you'll have power to do anything that you want to. Call the Savior's name. Believe and you'll succeed. The faith that you need is a mustard seed. You don't have to see, just only follow. Trust and believe, there's hope for tomorrow. Don't be afraid, Jesus will come to your reign. Faith like a mustard seed is all that you need. Then you have power to do anything that you want to. Call the Savior's name. Believe and you succeed. The faith that you need is a mustard seed. His name. Believe and you succeed. The faith that you need is a mustard seed. The faith that you need is a mustard seed. The faith that you need is a mustard seed.